First and foremost, thank you so much for giving me space to take care of things at home, and I apologize that my delay has been such a long time. I wasn't meant to go away for that long. So let me catch you up, like 30-second quick roundup of what's been happening. My family and I bought a home in Missouri, and it is very much a fixer-upper. It has posts. Like, I can't say it has walls. I mean, it has outside walls, but upstairs completely gutted. And we've been remodeling and just kind of breathing new life into it. And the weather was pretty decent. And then it got down to negative 23 with the wind chill factor. And having no ceilings and no walls, the heat kind of escaped. So we went from fixing up a house to trying everything we could to keep warm. And so things got put on the back burner, including this podcast and work and life and a few things. And now that it is getting warmer out and you have all been in my heart and in my prayers, I know I just need to get here and record this and share testimony with you and let you know that you were thought of, you were loved, and you were prayed for. So now that we have fingers in our toes and in our hands, and things are still moving along with our renovation. If you ever want to see what it's looking like or how the process is going, follow me on Instagram. You can find me at Home Faith Family or under my name, Micah Klug, K-L-U-G. And I always share in my stories some really witty and hilarious parenting memes just to give us a laugh for the day. But also, you'll find different video clips and pictures of how the renovation is going. So let's dive in. Have you had a chance to watch the Relief Society Journal broadcast yet? Completely phenomenal. I absolutely loved it. And the testimonies were so wonderful. So many sisters said that they could literally feel President Nelson putting his hands on their head and pronouncing a blessing specifically for them from the promises that he gave. And what a remarkable gift that is. And even the testimonies of Sister Freeman and Sister Porter, who are not currently serving in Relief Society, but that they're serving in primary and young women's, and how they're still able to draw strength and testimony from the Relief Society sisters and what that sisterhood means to them. Right now in our sweet branch that we're in, I'm currently serving in the young women's presidency. And it was funny because right after we moved in, I was put in the Relief Society presidency, and one of the common messages was, we need the young women to feel comfortable with Relief Society sisters. And then moving over to young women's, it was, we need the primary girls to feel comfortable in young women's. And it's such a beautiful building block of how the church has set up in a way where women and sisters are thought of, they're needed, they're wanted, and that sisterhood from all of us come together to support these women through their journey from a primary child all the way up through Relief Society. And even within Relief Society, the constant nourishment that they need. And what a gift it is for us to be able to do that, to be the Savior's hands, to be able to support, love, and encourage each other in this journey of life. So often people tend to forget that even though casseroles and a shoulder to cry on are ways that we show love for others and we feel that love, but sometimes just a smile and letting others know that they're not being judged, but that they are so needed and wanted wherever they're at, and just a pat on the back, a shoulder to lean on, a thoughtful word, all those small and simple acts are ways you can emulate the love of Christ for them. I love what Sister Lee says. She said, we are never alone. We don't need to navigate the challenges and uncertainties and weakness of this life alone. Christ is beside us. It's our covenant promise and blessing. He loves you and desires to be part of your life. He knows your concerns, your happiness, and your decision, and he desires to give you his relief. What a gift and a blessing we have to know that we do not have to do life alone. Not only do we have our elder brother, our Savior Jesus Christ, but we have sisters in Relief Society. We have each other to lean on. We have each other as friends, as comforts, as guides. There is always someone in Relief Society. If we were just to open up our hearts and pour out our Savior's love, there is always someone who has gone through what you are currently going through and knows the pains that you are experiencing. And what a beautiful blessing it is that if we were to truly live up to our potential as sisters in Zion, that the relief part of Relief Society would truly come to fruition. And that as sisters of a loving Father in heaven, that is such a beautiful bond that could not be broken as we all point our hearts to Christ and lean on each other. So, my friend, I am so happy to be back. I love you. I am praying for you. And I look forward to visiting with you again next week.